When we heard the front door open and close, we stood. Adam's voice called from the foyer. I need my princess, and I need my cocksucker. We're up here, I replied. I wrapped an arm around Jamie's waist, and she wrapped one around mine. Her delightful lick job in the shower had taken some of the edge off for me, so I was calm in my anticipation. I could feel Jamie trembling under my hand, however, from sheer desire. Soon, he stood in the doorway, wearing a pair of jeans that showed off one bulge and a tight t-shirt that showed off others. The warm but predatory crooked grin I've come to love so much settled on his face as he took in the image of us two, primped and pampered and ready, so ready. He stepped toward us slowly and wrapped an arm around each of us. I wrapped my arms around his neck. Jamie gave a little moan as he gripped her ass deep down between the cheeks, a finger or a thumb, no doubt putting pressure on her asshole as he pulled her into him. My ass he caressed more lovingly, and our lips met for a long, deep kiss. When we broke apart, he gazed into my eyes and asked, "Did you girls have fun?" "Yes, it's been a wonderful day," I replied. "Did you have a good workout?" "You look fucking delicious." "I did, baby, but there's one part of me that didn't get the workout it needs." If I were Jamie, I'd have trembled too at the way he slowly turned his gaze toward her. "Feel that?" he asked, pinning her down with it. Yes, sir, she replied. His hips had turned toward her, along with his eyes, and he pressed against her with the rigid rod straining the denim. "What are you going to do about it?"
"Suck it, sir."
"Are you going to take it all the way down your throat like a good little whore?"
Yes, sir.
With every reply, Jamie's voice rose in pitch. "Let me see what you look like first. I heard you dressed up for me." He loosed the grip on her ass and on mine, and each of us took one of his hands. We spun around at arm's length so he could see the fruits of our afternoon. He pulled me back to him. "You are going to be made love to all day long tomorrow," he said, punctuating his words with a kiss. "And you." He moved his hand to Jamie's shoulder. "Are going to get on your knees and make me come." Jamie was already in position before he finished his sentence. I giggled as I cozied up to his side. She's been desperate since we left this afternoon. "Has she now?" Adam looked down at Jamie, who was maintaining a brand of eye contact reminiscent of a begging dog, and rubbing his bulge with her cheek. One of his large hands cradled the back of her head. "You're such a pretty little slut. Take it out now." Jamie began unbuttoning his pants with fingers clumsy with hunger, and he raised his arms for me while I peeled off his t-shirt, inhaling his clean, musky scent. She carefully peeled down the snug jeans, leaving his fitted boxer briefs in place as he stepped out of them. I picked them up, shook them out, and turned to lay them and his t-shirt over a chair. I turned back just in time to see Jamie pull down the boxer briefs with some force, which I knew she did on purpose, simply because she liked the way his big throbbing rod popped out of their depths like a jack-in-the-box, wavering slightly in the air and slapping her face on the way. Immediately her mouth went to his balls, as he stepped out of the shorts and kicked them away. I sat down in the chair to watch, throwing a leg over each arm to lazily play with my pussy. Now both his hands cradled the back of her head, guiding it back and forth across his nutsack, while rubbing it in the opposite direction of her painting tongue and pillowy lips. "Oh, yeah," he murmured. "Suck 'em." Jamie took each one in her mouth carefully but completely and applied the light suction he so enjoyed. First one, and then the other, following up with a voracious painting of both with the flat part of her tongue. His beautiful dick was laid across whatever cheek was exposed. Their eyes were locked as she began to paint up the shaft, responding to a wordless command administered by his hands, directing her head. One of her hands cupped his balls, shiny with her spit, and the other rested on her lap, lightly touching the rigid tent in her red thong. She knew well that she could touch, but not come, not until she had done her job. "Shit, bitch," he said quietly, as she ardently painted up and over the head and then down the other side once again, pursing her lips against the shaft. He removed one hand to give her more range of movement, and she settled in on the head, swirling her tongue around and around it before enveloping it in her mouth. By now it was rigid enough to pound nails with, all 9.5 inches, and marbled with plump veins. His hips swayed forward lightly, and her head swayed forward to meet it. Slow at first, with more and more of the shaft disappearing into her mouth, the tight suction caving in her cheeks. Adam widened his stance for better leverage, and his second hand returned to her head as his thrusts became more pronounced, but no faster. Jamie twisted her lips back and forth as she sucked and polished that shaft, in and out. "God damn, that fucking mouth," he whispered. "Lip plumper," I murmured, my eyes fixed on the scintillating scene. "No, this bitch just has a pussy for a mouth, don't you, bitch? Huh? Made to suck my dick?" "Mmm," Jamie replied with her pussy full. Her body stiffened slightly, and her jaw and neck strained, indicating that he was bullseyeing that swollen mushroom head against her throat hole with his thrusts, making adjustments with his grip on her head. But as a well-trained good girl, she never showed any sign of backing away. "Fuck." He pulled her back, leaving just the head in her mouth, which she sucked busily like a piece of hard candy. It popped out as she used the tip of her tongue to tease around the ridge and under the glands, connected to him by a string of spit, before she dove back in and began sucking in earnest. "Use your hand," he said, and she wrapped one around the shaft, twisting it one way and her mouth another as she worked his cock in and out. "God damn, bitch." He let her suck him like that for a while, and I watched his balls tighten and relax, until they simply tightened. He brushed the hand on his shaft away and began fucking her mouth in earnest. "Stick that tongue out," he said, slightly strangled, and she managed it without skipping a beat. Adam immediately pulled her in until his cockhead was right up against the back of her throat and held her steady as his hips pulsed light and fast. Demure, wet little gags bubbled up from her throat, and a single silvery string of spit hung from her extended tongue where it folded over her bottom lip. His grip changed from the back of her head to one hand on top and one hand on the back of her neck. his thigh muscles flexed with concentrated effort and control.
Fuck yeah. Shit. Take it.
Jamie answered with a louder gag and then a retch. And another string of spit joined the first hanging from her tongue. But take it she did. And slowly I watched the entire shaft disappear, except for an inch or two, which would appear and disappear as Adam fucked his way down her throat. Now his thrusts were punctuated by her gags, and my fingers began to move with more purpose on my clit. They still looked intently at one another, though by now I could see a single line of black snaking from one of Jamie's eyes and down her cheek, so no doubt her gaze was blurred by tears, the tears of dutiful struggle.
"Take it all, bitch. Give me that throat," he said, and pulled her in tightly.
I could see her throat bulge and work in profile as her nose flattened out against his pelvis, and he held her there. The room was silent but for the quiet clicking of my fingers on my wet clit and her intermittent gags.
"Lick my fucking nuts," he strangled out,
and her tongue slowly began to move back and forth against his nutsack as a small snot bubble bloomed from her partially open nostril. Another gag sent an explosion of spit from around the base, and yet he held her. This champion sissy cocksucker still sucked from the root. Tongue sweeping, face reddening, eyes streaming. Everything in her wrapped around that cock and sucking. Finally, he let up pressure and allowed her to slowly slip his cock from her mouth while she gasped and coughed. He took his cock, dripping with her drool, in one hand, pulled her head back with the other, and slapped her face. Still coughing, Jamie's mouth opened like a baby bird begging for food.
"Yeah, you're a good little bitch, aren't you? Huh? Huh? You gonna make me fucking come? Are you ready?"
"Please, sir," she managed with a scratchy cry.
"Suck it then," he replied, and slid his cock directly back down her throat like a sword into a scabbard.
Now his thrusts became truly a skull-fucking, and Jamie let her body go limp, completely directed and controlled by his thrusts, her body simply a stand on which her fleshlight, head, and neck were mounted.
"Fuck, suck it."
And she did. For several minutes, during which he occasionally stopped and held her to him, edging himself over and over to build up both pressure and pleasure. Jamie sucked his cock, deep-throated his cock, nursed his cock, milked his cock in an almost inhuman fashion. Between gags and retches, she would occasionally manage a whine of desire, and soon it was rewarded. Adam abruptly withdrew his cock, already spurting long, thick ropes, and painted several of them across Jamie's face. It wasn't until he returned it to her throat, and she was sucking from the root, that he cried out in pleasure over and over again, the first of his cum dripping from her chin as the last of it was deposited deep down her throat. I came as the last spasms of Adam's orgasms shook themselves loose, just before he slid his cock from Jamie's mouth, still holding her by the back of the head with one hand. I came down from my own pleasure as I watched Adam flinch and tremble, and Jamie delicately and methodically lick the cream and spit from his reddened and still half-hard dong and balls. All of us were breathing audibly, Jamie coughing once in a while as she did her oral housekeeping. Adam released her and sat down heavily on the end of the bed, then fell back with his feet on the floor as she continued to lick and kiss her way around his crotch.
I joined him and watched, cuddled up to his side. After a few moments, Jamie looked up at me. "Mistress, I've been bad," she said, gravel-voiced. "I promise I didn't mean to." "Did you come, Jamie?" "Yes, mistress. When Sir came, it just came out. I wasn't touching it, I swear." "I believe you, sweetie. It's okay. Just this once. You've been a very, very good girl." "Thank you, ma'am." And with that, she laid her head on Adam's thigh, nestled in between them, and let herself begin to come down. At least for that round. I hope all you good girls and boys enjoyed the listen, as well as the blog post. I figured I owed you something a little extra because of my long hiatus, and I hope it was worth the wait. I really appreciate your continued readership. Until next time.